This section we're going to cover changes in JAWS for Windows and how it will recognize and read dates and number values for you. I've loaded Notepad and I've typed some text in. I'm going to read down through this with the default settings in the Configuration Manager on how it would process these dates the way they're written. Pressing down arrow.
12/6/99, 2/14/00, 2/14/2000, 3/17/00.
Okay, so there are four examples of how you may find dates written. Maybe on a web page in a form that you fill out, or it could be in a document that you read. Now remember, these could be application specific settings, so while you may have dates read one way in one application, you may not want to process them the same way in another application, and you have that flexibility. Well, let's go to the Configuration Manager and we'll make that modification here in the Notepad JCF file.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, Configuration Manager 1 of 7.
So insert F2 brought up that Run JAWS Manager dialog, pressing enter.
Enter edit notepad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And I'm going to go to the menu bar and choose the set options with an Alt S.
Alt S, menu active, set options, user options, dot dot dot.
Down arrow.
Text processing, dot dot dot.
This new feature is located in this dialog box.
Enter menu bar, leaving menu bar, text processing dialog, say all line radio button checked, 1 of 3.
And I'll tab forward till I get to numeric date processing group.
Tab, say all, say blank lines checked, tab, punctuation mode controlled by job, tab, list item, say not selected, tab, list item, speak item, state first checkbox, tab, numeric date processing, no translation radio button checked, 1 of 3.
So no translation, just reads it as it's given to us on the screen. Let's advance this to some translation.
Numeric date processing, some translation radio button checked, 2 of 3.
So I down arrow to the second radio button to some translation. We'll come back and look at the third in a minute. Press enter here.
Enter notepad.jcf-jaws.
And I'll do a control S to save that change.
Control S.
Now I'll Alt tab back to Notepad.
Alt tab, untitled-notepad. Untitled-notepad.
And I'll go a control home to the top and we'll read down through those four lines that I had.
Top of file, blank.
Down arrow.
December 6th, 1999.
So that had been written 12/6/99 and now it's reading it as the date. Down arrow again.
February 14th, 2000.
Now note this one had been written 2/14/00 and it's picking it up as the date and recognizing the 00 as 2000. I guess I'm Y2K compliant. I'll down arrow.
February 14th, 2000.
And this one had been written with the full 2000 text and of course it read correctly. And down arrow again, the last one was 3/17/00 and we'll see how it processes it now.
March 17th, 2000.
That would probably be a pretty acceptable way of setting it up if you like to have dates read that way. You may run across a situation where you have dates written in month and days, but not years. And if I'm pressing down here in my document, I've set another one up down here, and we're going to see how this now reads.
12/31.
Okay, so it, because there is no year on the end, just processes the numbers the way they're written, 12/31. And if I down arrow again,
5/8 inches.
Notice this is a 5 with a /8, but this one is talking about 5/8 inches instead of May 8th, whereas the previous one might have been December 31st. Okay, we're going to go back into the Configuration Manager, look at that third choice, and then come back and see how these numbers would read.
Alt tab, notepad.jcf-jaws config.
Okay, I'll go back into Set Options and choose Text Processing.
Alt S, menu active, set options, user opt, T, leaving menus, text processing.
And I'll tab forward to numeric date processing again.
Tab, say all, tab, punctuate, tab, list item, speed, tab, numeric date processing, some translation radio button checked, 2 of 3.
And move down to my third choice, extended translation.
Numeric date processing extended translation radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And I'll press enter.
Enter notepad.
Save the file, control S.
Control S.
And go back into my document.
Alt tab, untitled-notepad.
Now, I'll move on to the line that was written 12/31.
December 31.
And it now processes it because of the extended choice that I've made in the configuration manager. However, if I come down onto the one that was set up for 5/8 inches,
May 8 inches,
it's going to cause some confusion for me. So you have to be careful there. Now, I did have another choice down below this called 15/16 inches. It should get that one right because it knows there are not more than 12 months in the year, so it doesn't recognize 15. So when I come down and read this,
15/16 inches.
So even though it got the 5/8 wrong, it did get the 15/16 right. Again, that's kind of an advanced setting. You may not want to be on that one by default. Only special case there.